This is End War. I'm reading a found poem from Amnesty International. The poem says, "Do not be discouraged. You are not forgotten."
You're listening to the Prison Poetry Workshop podcast. I'm Ren Smith. Here we present readings, commentary, recordings, and stories about the little known and even less understood literary tradition of prison poetry.
Hi, my name is Denise Brown, and I'm going to be reading Dust to Dust, a poem written by Jean L. Mooney, who's currently incarcerated at the Otter Creek Correctional Center. Abandoned, deserted, left for dead, I stand alone, rooted in bitter soil, clinging to some semblance of life, begging the sky to open up and rain down on me, to show just a little compassion, but the sun is merciless, burning me, killing me. My leaves are long gone, swept away by sturdy gusts. I am nothing but ashes to ashes and dust to dust, abandoned, deserted, left for dead.
Hi, this is Eve from Seagull Fly Theater Company. I'm reading the poem entitled Fenced Jewels by Tobin Jones, who's at Red Onion State Prison. Sparkling coils of razor-tipped ribbon atop a metal mesh of fence freshly washed by rain. The glint of sun on gray metal, glistening helix with tiny teeth. It catches my eye for a moment. I'm trapped within. My eye can soar to the heavens. My heart is blind to the scene. My mind is struck with a memory. Ribbon of wire with tiny teeth, carefully designed to cut cloth and flesh, now catches sparks of sun, a scintillation, a moment's hesitation, helices bejeweled with diamonds. I seek the treasure in the trap, the joy in the despair, the peace of a simple life, the beauty that was not intended, but can be seen and kept as a gift.
This Can't Be Life by Shell Road at Wallins Ridge Prison. It seemed like a century, but I was there existing in the world through its clearest glare. Blinded by what's most important in life, subjected to illusions, paying confusion's price. This can't be life. Struck by the underworld, eaten by the belly of the beast, I've been released from a free world that made me to be. Surrendering my aspiration to succeed every night, manifesting the velocity of my life, traveling twice. This can't be life. Locked away, handcuffed and led astray. For my family, as the year's delay causes the weak minds to lose the faith and eventually the love turns to hate. This can't be life. This forbidden place is abandoning the ritual for those who pray. Romanticism has been stripped, changing the smile to brokenness upon the face. This can't be life. The venom of pain, regret, and soul runs through the veins every day. Some have become hopeless and weak as burdens weigh. The soul decays and he's ashamed to say, I need love and support while I'm locked away. This can't be life. My bedroom, my living room, my kitchen and bathroom is all in one place. Living with a cellmate that's constantly in your face, 24 hours a day, controlled by tobacco-chewing COs while I'm doing time inside a mountain. Calculated days I have left, 570 days and counting. This can't be life. Sharing my world with a like of myself, confined to a 6x9, living with nothing valuable placed on my shelf, traveling, transferring years of useless nothing in a laundry bag, destined to encounter contentment throughout this hopeless drag. Picturing, watching my expression change from my past, exercising my infrastructure behind a dull glass. This can't be life, but it is.
My name is Cameron, and I'll be reading Fatherhood Forever by Abernathy, who's incarcerated at Keene Mountain. From the planting of the seed, willingly ready to supply its needs, the time of blossom has arrived, willingly by nature this blessing to survive. Years turn to decades, the bonding grows stronger, responsibility never fades. Lesson taught, lesson learned, the desire to emulate, continue to yearn. In your heart, this brings a smile. All the while, you're learning, too, that being a father, longevity is a constant pursuit. Another milestone comes at last. The tree bears fruit, has come to pass. The lessons learned are repeated as such, because it worked by your presence and touch. The duty of fatherhood should never be taken lightly, for the memories of your actions is a beacon that shines brightly.
The title of this poem is Little Sister, Don't Worry by Alan X. Brown, who was incarcerated at Red Onion State Prison. Little Sister, Don't Worry. Little Sister, Don't Worry, I am under construction to help prevent any self-destruction. Little Sister, Don't Worry, I am under construction to provide knowledge, wisdom, and understanding to you, to save yours and mine life. Little sister, don't worry. I am under construction, so in my presence you can be yourself and say no. To me, I am just your big brother here, and once I am free. Little sister, don't worry. I am under construction to be there, to elevate and protect, so you can be free of any attack by a robber, rapist, murderer, drug dealer, and the so-called Mac. Little sister, don't worry. I am under construction to have better male-female relationships by having respect, like, and love for self, so it can be expressed to you and others. No more should there be disrespect toward each other when all is left. Little sister, don't worry. I am under construction to help us meet what the Creator intended for us to be. A better man and woman today than yesterday. Better tomorrow than today. Your brother, under construction.
I'm Ren Smith. We'll be back next week with more prison poetry. To find out how you can lend your voice to our poetry archive, go to prisonpoetryworkshop.org.